Details on the dire situation found at a dog breeding operation, a push for a curfew for young people, and how some University of Oklahoma students are changing outcomes for geese. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Tuesday, July 29th. I'm Deborah Ashar. A dog breeder in Stroud faces prison time and up to $2 million in fines. Grayson Wheeler reports more than 400 Maltese dogs were seized from the operation earlier this month.
Ad Love Pets owner Larry Hine has been charged with 408 counts of animal cruelty, each punishable by a fine of up to $5,000 and a prison sentence of up to 5 years. The charges allege Hine kept more than 400 dogs in a small space with feces on the floor and high levels of ammonia. During his arrest, Hine allegedly asked the Stroud police chief to kill him rather than take the dogs, according to a sworn affidavit from the arresting officer. A district court judge ordered Hine to be transported to Griffin Memorial Hospital in Norman for a mental health evaluation. Because Hine has not surrendered custody of the dogs, they are not available for adoption. The Humane Society of Tulsa and local rescues are caring for them during the legal proceedings. In Oklahoma City, I'm Grayson Wheeler.
A coalition of Oklahoma faith leaders and elected officials is urging parents and guardians to have their kids home by 10 o'clock every night. Sierra Pfeiffer reports the effort is a response to recent gun violence deaths in the state.
The coalition hopes to prevent more young people from getting into trouble or getting hurt late at night. Derek Scobie is a pastor at Ebenezer Baptist Church in Northeast Oklahoma City. He's leading the initiative and says he's witnessed firsthand the loss in his congregation.
For the next 90 days, we are asking every parent, every grandparent, every guardian to ensure that their children are home by 10 p.m.
An Oklahoma County judge says of the hundreds of arrests of young people over the last couple of years, about 37% of the arrests are made after midnight. So keeping kids at home at that time is key. The coalition says the initiative depends on community investment and collaboration. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.
A key investor in the proposed American Heartland theme park in Veneta is accusing its developers of defrauding him of millions of dollars. We get details from Thomas Pablo.
Gene Bicknell is a 92-year-old businessman whose accomplishments include founding the largest Pizza Hut franchisee in the world. He filed a lawsuit last week saying he's a victim of a fraud scheme that took more than $60 million and left him bankrupt. The suit targets three of its developers. It alleges they sent hundreds of messages impersonating God and religious figures to manipulate Bicknell into continuing to fund the project. That reportedly lasted for years. One of the developers led two failed multi-billion dollar theme park projects in Texas and Alabama. Two others have since left the American Heartland Project, which hasn't seen visible progress since its announcement 2 years ago. I'm Thomas Pablo.
First-year OU students will exhibit goose prosthetics during a showcase Friday. KGOU's Audrey McClure reports the prototypes were created during OU's Engineering Summer Bridge program.
54 students will present final prototype prosthetic limbs they designed for Peebly, a goose owned by a local farmer. OU News says the group of students hails from 8 states, and 33% of the participants are first-generation college students. The Summer Bridge program is designed to help the engineering and earth and energy students make the transition to college through math courses, skill building, and team projects. The showcase will take place from 10 to 11:30 on Friday in the ExxonMobil Lawrence G. Rawl Engineering Practice Facility. I'm Audrey McClure.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
These days, there's so much news, it can be hard to keep up with what it all means for you, your family, and your community. The Consider This podcast from NPR features our award-winning journalism. 6 days a week, we bring you a deep dive on a news story and provide the context and analysis that helps you make sense of the news. We get behind the headlines. We get to the truth. Listen to the Consider This podcast from NPR.